Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come near your tent.
Shalom, and welcome to the debut program of His Word Heals. This program will be focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. For this program, I have chosen to use the King James Version of the Bible. However, I will be inserting Yahweh in place of the Lord, and Yeshua in place of Jesus, as well as Elohim in place of God. I have chosen to use the King James Version because, universally, the King James Version has been accepted as one of the most accurate versions, even though I do believe there are some items that are not translated quite accurately, especially in that the name of Yahweh has been changed to the Lord, and the name of Yeshua has been changed to Jesus. Your opinion is important, and I do understand that the King James Version of English is a little bit hard to understand. So please let me know if you would prefer that I use a different version rather than the King James Version. I will take opinions into consideration for future programs. Today will be an introductory program that will focus on why we can believe and should have faith that our prayers will not come back void. Who are we, anyway, that we should talk to the Creator of the universe and believe that He will hear us? If you are listening to this podcast on Hebrew Nation Radio, you hopefully fall into one of two groups spoken of by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. Paul says, "For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to emulation, or jealousy, them which are my flesh, and might save some of them." Paul was a Jew by birth. He was actually an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. So the flesh that he is talking about here would be the Jewish or Israelite people. Paul continues, "For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be, but life from the dead? For if the first fruit, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, be holy, the lump is also holy, their descendants. And if the root be holy, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, so are the branches, their descendants. And if some of the branches be broken off, the unbelieving descendants, and thou," again he is speaking to the Gentiles, "being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partake of the root and fatness of the olive tree. All of the teachings and promises given to and through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the prophets, etc., the entire word of Yahweh and all the promises in it made to Israel are the root and fatness of the olive tree that we can partake in through Yeshua. Hopefully, you are either a natural branch or a wild branch of the tree of Israel. In either case, you can only be and or remain a part of that tree through belief in Yeshua our Messiah as Savior and Master or King. Romans 11:18 through 23, Paul goes on to warn the Gentile believers, saying, "Boast not against the branches, or natural branches, of Israel. But if thou, Gentiles, boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root bears thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief they, the natural branches, or Israel, were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if Elohim spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Behold therefore the goodness and severity of Elohim. On them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise thou shalt also be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For Elohim is able to graft them in again." Before we enter into prayers of faith in agreement with His Word, we need to examine ourselves to make sure we are truly born again or grafted in to the tree of Israel, by faith in the salvation and rebirth offered us through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Messiah Yeshua, and are in submission through His Holy Spirit, or Ruach, to His kingship over our lives daily. Speaking about the events that happened to Israel in the wilderness, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:11, "Now all these things happened unto them," Israel in the wilderness, "for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." As a part of Israel, we need to examine and learn from our roots. We would do well to heed the words of warning and believe the words of promise given to our Israelite ancestors in the wilderness, when they received the Torah, or instructions, commands, and right rulings, as these also apply to us as a covenant people to Yahweh. These instructions and commands are not intended for salvation, but we should obey them in order to please our Heavenly Father, who has adopted us into His set-apart family. Deuteronomy 29:9, "Keep therefore the words of this covenant, and do them, that ye may prosper in all that you do." Deuteronomy 29:13-15, "That he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee an Elohim, as he has said unto thee, and as he has sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before Yahweh, our Elohim, and also with him that is not here with us this day." When we accept his covenant of rebirth through Messiah Yeshua, we become a part of the him that is not here with us this day. As his born-again children, we should naturally want to obey the rules he has set for his house, and receive the blessings that come with being a son or daughter of the Most High Elohim, the Creator of heaven and earth. We must also remember that good fathers do discipline their disobedient children in love to bring them back to a place of obedience and to keep order in the house. Some of you may have been adopted, or are adoptive parents, or otherwise know someone in one of these two groups. Once a child is adopted, do they get to keep the rules of the house they came out of, or are they expected to obey the rules of their adoptive parent? Of course it is the latter. The same goes with our Heavenly Father. His house has rules. He offers blessings or rewards for obedience, and cursings or chastisements for disobedience to these rules, which are laid out in Deuteronomy chapters 28 and 29. Based upon all of the previously mentioned scriptures, Deuteronomy 30 is then speaking directly to us today. Whether we are believing natural branches or grafted-in branches to the tree of Israel, we are their spiritual descendants scattered throughout the nations. Deuteronomy 30:1-3, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among the nations where Yahweh thy Elohim hath driven thee, and shalt return to Yahweh thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I commanded thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh thy Elohim will turn thy captivity, and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations where Yahweh thy Elohim has scattered thee. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Several places in the Old Testament, we are told that we need to have our hearts circumcised. Romans 2:29 of the New Testament confirms this, and the fact that we become Israelites or spiritual Jews, Yahweh's chosen people, when we allow our hearts to become circumcised through rebirth and sanctification in Yeshua. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of Elohim. What does he tell his people after he outlines his rules and the blessings and cursings or rewards and disciplines that go along with his covenant in Deuteronomy 28 and 29? This is what he says in Deuteronomy 30, 15 and 16. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. Deuteronomy 30:19-20, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou may love Yahweh thy Elohim, and that thou may obey his voice, and that thou may cleave unto him, for he is thy life and thy length of thy days. Yes, we are to obey our Heavenly Father's instructions, and in doing so we will be blessed. After all, Yeshua himself tells us in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Here Yeshua is quoting Yahweh himself in Exodus 20, verse 6, and also most notably in Deuteronomy 5:10, where this admonition to love Yahweh by keeping his commandments is listed right in among the Ten Commandments. Still not sure all these instructions and promises of blessing and cursing apply to Gentile believers? Here's a second witness in his word. This is King Solomon's prophetic prayer at the dedication of the first temple in Jerusalem. 1 Kings 8:41-43. Moreover, concerning the stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but comes out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house. Yeshua is the spiritual temple in whose name we pray, that was rebuilt after 3 days when he was resurrected. Hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calls to thee for. Several places in John, we are told by Yeshua, whatever we ask in his name, he will do, so that his Father Yahweh would be glorified. King Solomon continues in the rest of this passage, that all the people of the earth may know thy name to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. Yeshua is the house that Yahweh built, that is called by his name. Yeshua's name means Yahweh's salvation. Then King Solomon goes on to prophetically pray for the descendants of Israel, us, when they, or we, were scattered among the nations because of their, or our, sins. This scattering of his people among the nations was part of our Father's plan to bring sinning pagan Gentiles who repent from the nations into his fold as well. 1 Kings 8:46-53. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captives into the land of the enemy, far or near, yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captives, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captives, saying, We have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou brought forth out of Egypt, from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant, and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among the people of the earth, to be thine inheritance, as thou spoke by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Yahweh Elohim. Remember, we are reborn and adopted into his people Israel. Therefore we are spiritual descendants of his people Israel. So the fathers brought out of Egypt would be our fathers as well. Yeshua's message has always been all about saving us from the penalty of our sins through his blood and bringing us back to our Creator and Father when we repent and turn back to Yahweh and his kingdom. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Hosea 6:1-2. Come, and let us return unto Yahweh, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He hath smitten, and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. In 2 Peter 3:8, Peter tells us, But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with Yahweh as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. It has been 2,000 years, or 2 days, since Yeshua walked the earth. The time of revival spoken of by Hosea is now. The third day when he will raise us up is on the horizon. Praise Yahweh and his son Yeshua. Again, here is another prophetic witness of the third day that is coming and the time of his healing that is upon us. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of Yahweh. Let us pray a prayer of national repentance, as both the spiritual nation of Israel and the natural nation of the U.S. or whatever nation you reside in. Just as Daniel prayed in Daniel 9, let us do as Daniel did and set our faces unto Yahweh to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Let us make his same confession, starting in Daniel 9:4-19. O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Elohim, keep the covenant and mercies to them that love you, and to them that keep your commandments. We have all sinned, and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts, commands, instructions, mitzvot, and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spoke in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Yahweh, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, us, because of their our transgressions, that they, prophetically speaking directly of us in our day, I believe, have trespassed against thee. O Yahweh, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To Yahweh our Elohim belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him, neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim, to walk in his laws, or Torah, which he has set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us, yet made we not our prayer before Yahweh our Elohim, that we might turn from our iniquities, and understand thy truth. Therefore hath Yahweh watched upon the evil, and brought it upon us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he does, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Yahweh our Elohim, thou hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as it is this day. We have sinned, we have done wickedly, O Yahweh, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee. Let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O Elohim, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate. For Yahweh's sake, O my Elohim, incline thy ear and hear. Open thine eyes, and behold our desolations, and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies, Yahweh. Yahweh, hear, O Yahweh, forgive. O Yahweh, hearken and do. Defer not for thy own sake. O my Elohim, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Amen. Please tune in again next week, and we will continue to pray in agreement with all of his word. Let us trust in him alone for our salvation and our healing, because his word truly heals. John 1 tells us, Yeshua is his word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, his word made flesh, was able to heal his people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, his word, is still able to heal his people today. Are you part of his people? Do you belong to him? If you aren't sure that you do, please email me, Dawn, for the ladies, or my husband, Scott, for the men, at hiswordheals@hebrewnation.net. We praise Yahweh for those of you who tuned in today, and may our Savior's shalom and blessing be upon all of you and all of your houses in the week ahead.
It is good to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving commitment in the morning and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!